Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KVNF, and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. An avalanche near Vail has killed the 24-year-old grandson of the town's founder. According to the Aspen Times, Tony Seabear of Vail was killed in an avalanche yesterday morning just after 11:30. The Denver Channel reported the avalanche took place in the East Vail Chutes area of the backcountry located between Vail Pass and Vail Mountain. That area isn't part of the Vail Ski Resort and has been the site of many avalanche deaths over the years. The three people injured were rescued and are expected to recover. The avalanche danger this morning for Vail and Summit counties was listed by the Colorado Avalanche Information Center as being considerable or level 3 danger. One other traveler was killed earlier this winter near the Willow Creek Pass area east of Steamboat Springs on New Year's Eve. So far, in total, 5 people have died in avalanches in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana this year. The recently higher avalanche danger is due in part to there simply being more snow on the ground this winter. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says early snowfall is giving Colorado its best start to the winter snowpack since 2011. Snowfall was above normal for October through early December, and even though some of that moisture dried up toward the end of the month, the NRCS says conditions are still looking pretty good. Snowpack readings as of January 1st were 103% of the statewide median. That means forecasts for stream flows going into the spring and summer are looking good as well. Flows for a number of rivers, including the Colorado South Platte and Arkansas Basin, are expected to be about 90 to 100% of normal. The NRCS also says reservoir levels across the state are at about 87% of their average. The Aspen Times is also reporting that new medical marijuana licenses in neighboring Pitkin County are being put on hold. County commissioners there passed an emergency ordinance yesterday that won't allow any new medical marijuana licenses to be approved until the county figures out how to regulate retail marijuana facilities. Pitkin County is set to allow the newly legalized industry to operate, but hasn't finalized its rules and regulations. The Times reports that after those details are sorted out, commissioners will be revisiting the county's medical marijuana regulations. 2 state oil and gas groups are saying the state of Colorado shouldn't underestimate how new air pollution rules could affect the industry. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, both the Colorado Petroleum Association and the Colorado Oil and Gas Association raised those concerns in a recent letter submitted to the state. The groups claim new requirements for detecting leaks and making repairs, among others, would cost over $128 million a year. The groups say new rules on storage tanks emissions would cost another $63 million. Those numbers are significantly more than what the state's Air Pollution Control Division has predicted. According to the Daily Sentinel, the new rules announced by the governor in November would specifically seek to curb methane emissions. The oil and gas groups have said they do support some parts of the proposed rules, but they've also claimed the state isn't taking enough aims to make sure the rules are fair to the industry. Montrose County is showing positive development growth this year. New numbers out from the county's planning department for 2013 show a rise in building permits issued commercially and residentially, and a jump in values. According to the county, property values overall rose to the tune of $2.9 million last year, which generally means more money will be spent locally in the economy. And the Telluride Foundation awarded over $900,000 to nonprofits in the town and San Miguel County at the end of December. According to the Watch newspaper, the foundation's given over $2.7 million in all to nonprofits across the region. The latest round of grants went to a wide range of nonprofits dealing with everything from human services to early childhood development to arts and culture. The individual awards reportedly ranged from $1,900 to $50,000. You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is regional news. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.